What we got, guys?
What happens if you can't have Terrell Pryor on Sunday? What challenge does that present to you guys?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it yet. We'll see.
When you look at the Bengals defensive line, what challenge do you see there, especially with Atkins and Dunlop? What stands out about those?
Well, I mean, those guys are veteran players that have had a ton of production over the course of their careers, and we will be faced with a challenge of trying to contain those guys. But our guys, they work hard all week long, and we got to do a great job of forcing those guys to defend both the run and the pass. I think that plays a big part in being able to somewhat contain a defensive front like the Bengals front.
He talked about needing to get it out a little bit quicker, but do you chalk some of that up to all these changes on the offensive line? I mean, what do you pin that on?
No, it's a combination of things. I mean, they had good players, you know, and they made some plays, and there were times when they brought some pressures that presented some challenges. So I think Cody said it right. You know, we have to make sure that that we put him in a position where he can get the ball out of his hand fairly quick, and of course, when it's time, you know, to block a guy one-on-one, we got to get that done as well.
Did Cody show you something with his ability to make plays outside of the pocket?
Yeah, that was impressive. You know, that was something else that, you know, the more he plays, you start to, you know, see that, you know, he can do a lot of different things with regards to managing bad plays. We prefer that he find his check down, you know, and find a way to get the ball out of his hand. But, you know, if you get in a situation where you got to improvise and you got to make a guy miss and you got to extend the play with your legs, it's good to see that he can do that in games.
We didn't talk to you last week. It's been 2 weeks in a row where the run game hasn't been up to where it was for the previous couple of games. Why do you think it's been a struggle?
Oh, wow. That's it's just like anything else. You know, when our opponents go back and scout our tape, you know, they pretty much make it a point of emphasis to try and stop, you know, something that we've done in the prior games. And so they really loaded up the box the past couple weeks to take away the run. But that's no excuse for us not to be able to run the football. We got to do a better job that way. We got to do a better job of finding ways to get both Crow and Duke into the secondary of the defense and run the ball the way that we expect to run the ball.
Is part of it because Cody's a rookie quarterback, so they want him to prove that he can beat him through the air?
I think that could potentially be a part of it. But, you know, when you look back at the success that we had running the football early in the season, I think that played a big part of it also.
We got a chance to see Jordan Payton for a little bit on Sunday. He made that catch, got overturned.
Right.
Yeah, where is he at? Development.
Well, he needs to play. You know, when given the opportunity to play, it's good to see that it wasn't too big for him in a critical situation, that he was close to making a big play for us in the passing game. So when the opportunity for him to play, when it presents itself, hopefully he'll be ready to go out there and compete and play. He bounced back. You know, he's worked hard this week to make sure that, you know, we don't have those drops in critical situations, you know, and not to say that, you know, that wasn't a point of emphasis, you know, for all our receivers throughout the course of this season. We got to make the plays when the plays present themselves. So, but he's working hard at it. He's a young guy that the more he plays, the more confidence that he's going to develop and that he has developed up until this point to be able to go out there and know that he's a playmaker in this league and he can be a playmaker in this league.
Rashard, if he has to take a bigger role this week, what makes you confident he can step right in?
The way that he's practiced. You know, he's a heady football player. And, you know, but even so, I think, you know, we say this quite a bit. Until you do it in games, you know, it's hard to say, you know, where a guy is until we can see him go out and compete against the likes of a Pac-Man Jones, who's a really good football player, and Kirkpatrick. You know, they have some good guys, some really good players in their secondary. So he will be faced with the challenge of having to make plays and make some tough catches in tough spaces at critical times against some proven veterans if he's given that opportunity to go out there and play.